Our ultimate goal in life should be to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, to learn at His feet, to get to know Him in a more personal way, and to walk with Him. I was amazed at the Hebrew verb halak and how it is used throughout the early part of the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapter 1, after Adam had sinned, it says that they heard the voice of Yahweh God, Yahweh Elohim, mithalek began laruach hayam, or hayom, walking in the garden in the breath of the day, probably in the cool of the day at night. The Hebrew participle here, mithalek, is what we call a hitpael in Hebrew, and it looks at a reciprocal relationship. God, no doubt, in the very beginning, had spent much time walking back and forth with Adam and Eve, and it was the fall that destroyed that relationship. The thing that I believe the Lord wants more than anything else is for us to walk in a reciprocal relationship with Him. This great theme is reiterated again in Hanok or Enoch in chapter 5, verse 24, where it says, Vayitalek Hanok et HaElohim. And right before that, it had said it the first time, Vayitalek Hanok et HaElohim. In other words, an Enoch walked with God. Twice stated of Enoch, and the Lord took him to be with him, and he was not. What a beautiful reiteration of this great theme, that Enoch, a godly man, shared a reciprocal relationship with the Lord in walking with him, fellowshipping with him, being instructed by him. And then Moses, Noah, we are told, before the flood, did the same thing, because the text said that Noah walked with God, and hithalek is used to describe that fellowship that Noah, or that Noah, had with the Lord. All of these took time to walk with the Lord in a reciprocal relationship, and Noah found grace, we are told, in the eyes of the Lord. As we think about that theme, and as we trace it through the Hebrew Bible, wanting to be in God's presence, wanting to get to know Him, walking is a way of depicting that. And I'm reminded of Jesus on the road to Emmaus, who was walking with the two and was opening up the scriptures concerning Himself in the Torah, in the prophets, and in the writings. As we look at the Hebrew scriptures, the desire of one after another of the great men of God was to know the Lord in an intimate way. I think of Moses, who wanted to see the Lord and to see even His backside. He wanted that relationship with Him. I think of David, a man after God's own heart, who loved the Lord, even in spite of all of his problems, and wanted that intimacy of fellowship with Him. His heart pants after the Lord and wants fellowship with Him. I think of Isaiah, who sees the Lord and sees himself as a man of unclean lips in Isaiah 6, wanting that relationship with a holy God. Or an Ezekiel, who eats a book to find the message that he was to deliver, and it was sweet to him because it brought him into a relationship with the Lord. And Before that, he even saw the glory of the Lord and marveled at it in Ezekiel chapter 1. I think of Daniel, who sought the Lord and prayed diligently and desired an intimate relationship with him in Daniel chapter 6. And we could go on to think about all of the different saints of the Old Testament. I think of the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, who said that his great desire was to know Christ and the fellowship of his suffering, and to have a relation and the power of his resurrection, and to have a relationship with him. Probably as we think through all of these things, Martha and Mary cannot help but come to our mind. Martha was busy doing many, many things in Luke, as we have it recorded in Luke chapter 10. And Jesus says, Martha, you're very busy and you're troubled about many things. But Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus says that Mary has the good part, and she has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. The best thing we can do in life is to walk with the Lord and to sit at his feet and to accompany him throughout life. As the disciples walked and shared and saw the Lord and his glory and shared and talked with him, so we are to spend our days walking with the Lord in intimacy of fellowship, sitting at his feet, worshiping him as Mary did. And so in these beautiful images of walking and sitting, I believe we see the role and the goal and the heart of a disciple. A disciple wants to have a personal relationship with his Lord. And what greater joy than to know that Jesus Christ wants to share in that with us. And so, as the Apostle Paul said, his great passion in life was to know Christ in a deeper and richer way. And may that be our passion, and may we spend our days in his word, walking with him and sitting at his feet, so that we can know him in a deeper and fuller way throughout the days of our life, and then on into the ceaseless ages of eternity.